What have you learned about God in the last year? Well, there are two ways to answer that question. One is by answering with particularities of things he's done that I didn't know he was going to do. And so I know now that he did them. Took my granddaughter. Didn't know he would do that. I've learned that. He took a lot of people. He ordained a million things in the last year, you know, a tenth of which I've heard about, that I didn't know he would do. So I'm constantly watching providence and watching God through providence and learning of the sorts of things that God is willing to ordain to come to pass in my family, for good and for pain, and in the world. So that's one way to answer the question. In that sense, I've learned thousands of things about God. Namely, he did this, and he did this, and he did this. That's probably not what they're asking. This question would be, are there new things about his nature or his character or his consistent way of working that you have hit upon that I assume that you hadn't known before? And I'm thinking, there probably are. The thing that has occupied me most, and I'm going to answer this very briefly because we're going to do more on this later because of the book that's coming out called Spectacular Sins and Their Global Purpose in the Glory of Christ. God's intention and design that there be sin for the highlighting of the majesty, glory, and beauty of his grace in the work of Christ on the cross is a new constellation coming together. The pieces of it, I think I've said before, but the coming together of it in the last year or two has been very different for me. What I have known for years, say for 30 years plus, is that when it says in Romans 9, if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory. And the sentence breaks off. The if clause breaks off. Then you have to finish it. And I think the finishing in the context is, then he cannot be faulted with wrongdoing. But the point there is, desiring to make known his wrath, show his power, endure evil with long suffering, all by design, in order to make known the riches of his glory. And now, in the last year or two, I've seen that consummately in Christ on the cross. Which makes me say now, and I've not said it like this before, I don't think, except in the last year, the whole meaning of the universe, the whole reason we exist and the earth exists and history exists and the universe exists and angels exist and the devil exists is so that an untold number of people will see the grace of God in Christ on the cross and admire him and that with white hot admiration forever. It's all about magnifying the grace of God on the cross. And therefore, evil is ordained, Satan is ordained, tsunamis are ordained, Judas is ordained, Peter's denial is ordained, and everything is ordained so that the riches of his glory might be manifest in and through Jesus Christ.